أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're going to look at Surah Al-Qamar. This is Surah number 54. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, but today we will look at the key concepts of this Surah. It's Surah number 54. It's a Meccan Surah. It has 55 ayat. And it begins with the opening sentence, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The hour has come near, has drawn near, and the moon was split into two. I'll explain all that in a minute. Let's look at the benefits of recitation. It is said that when you are in difficult times, recite this surah for ease. If you wish to have the respect of people, then recite the surah on a Friday, either before or after your Salatul Jumu'ah. Now with every surah, we will do a did you know. With the massive did you know in this surah is that Allah four times, ayah 17, 22, 32 and 40, He says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّقِرٍ. And definitely, we have made this Qur'an easy to internalize. Is there anybody who will put even a tiny little bit of effort and we will help them? It's phenomenal. Four times. Now let's look at the focus of this surah. And that's quite important. So in this surah, there are three focus points. And we will be doing that with each of the chapters or surahs or surah of the Qur'an. The first focus we see is the miracle of the splitting of the moon that I just spoke about. Now that was because the Meccans were always wanting a miracle. Muhammad, show us a miracle, then we will believe. But even when he split the moon, we find that they do not believe. It does not take miracles to make us believe, but in an internalization of the concept of oneness of Allah. Then we find this is basically a surah of warnings because there's an example of past nations who rebelled against divine guidance despite being warned. They took it all as a joke. They couldn't see beyond it. And finally, what I spoke about in Did You Know, the emphasis on the ease of internalizing the message of the Quran. When Allah repeats something four times, there's definitely something we need to take back. You know, it's really important to continually read or listen to something about the Quran, because the more you read about that which is the unseen, the more it becomes that which you can see. It's amazing how it opens the eyes of the heart. So, Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, eight sections. The first section, which is ayah 1 to 8, is about the splitting of the moon to emphasize the certainty of accountability to the Meccans. The hadith says that the Prophet pointed to the moon, it split into two and was put together again. But despite seeing that, we find in section 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they still called it a lie. In fact, they called it magic, saying it was sihrum mustamir. It was just continuing magic. So that's section 1. The next five sections looks at past nations who rebelled against divine guidance, who rejected their prophets despite being warned. Now let's see who they were. We had the people of Prophet Nuh. Then you had the people of Ad who rejected Prophet Hud. Then the people of Thamud who rejected Prophet Saleh. The people who rejected Prophet Lut. And then finally, the people of Fir'aun who rejected Prophet Musa. So we see that they were subject to punishment because of their stubbornness to stick to what they believed in, their arrogance in not wanting to change for the better, not wanting to adopt humanity in their lives. There's a beautiful dua in ayah 10 of Prophet Nuh when his people were just rejecting him totally. And he says, Inni maghlubun fantasir. I am overcome. I need your help. When you're totally surrounded and you don't know where to go, recite this dua. Start with Rabbi. Rabbi, inni maghlubun fantasir. After the historical examples, then we look at a warning to the Meccans. And the warning is about the certainty of accountability. It is quite harsh. And finally, the last section. It's the last two ayat. And that is where Allah promises to those who are God conscious, He promises them Jannah. But there's a word that is so beautiful in the last ayah. He says, "Fi maq'adi sidqin." Maq'ad denotes a place of seating, which is permanent, which is not something where you will be moved away from. And he says, "Fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir." They will have this permanent seat of honor with the most powerful, the most greatest of kings, which is divinity. Absolutely phenomenal. So in a nutshell, Surah Al-Qamar, 8 sections. First section, the splitting of the moon to emphasize the certainty of accountability. The next 5 sections is literally looking at the examples of past nations who rebelled against divine guidance despite the warnings. And then we find in the 7th section a warning to the Meccans, again, certainty of accountability. And finally, in the last 2 sections, permanence with divinity. And that is for those who are God conscious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who internalize the message of the Quran. We only need to make the tiniest bit of effort and we'll be there. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ